Hey Kiki, how are you?
I'm good, Brian. It's good to chat with you.
Thank you so much for being here. For people just joining us, Kiki Mills Johnston is the managing director of Drive by DraftKings. Drive is a unique ecosystem of athletes, entrepreneurs, investors, and teams who are driving the acceleration of professional athletes into tech and tech entrepreneurs into sports. Prior to Drive, Kiki was a managing director at Mass Challenge and was also the chief innovation officer at Mission Capital. Along with a variety of other roles. So very excited to have you here, Kiki. If you don't mind, I'd love to just start with, what your new norm is, kind of how you're adjusting to this new world we might live in for a little bit, and what you're seeing.
I think the biggest thing is I'm learning how to be a kindergarten teacher. It's not easy.
Good appreciation for it.
I have appreciation for teachers. I have appreciation even more in the startup world on pivots because I think I pivot every 10 minutes now. But I guess the new norm on the one part, I'm grateful for the privileges that I have, and that, and my husband and I are in jobs where we can work from home. And we have the capabilities to weather, this, for the interim, until the next kind of thing happens. I think as a parent, and as a mom of a young child, it's stressful. You are trying to work, you're trying to, provide some form of education when, or something, and trying to do both is really hard. And so we're just kind of figuring out day by day. One funny story, I like you get all these emails in the morning. You're like, here's this, and do this, and do this. And so there's five emails just on the personal front, and you're like, I don't have time to read this. Like, so at one point I just had this kind of meltdown. And my son, my husband is an artist, and on the side. And so, and he was like, I'll just let's paint today. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. Today is art class. And I think
That's great.
it's kind of like, even like in the startup world, just kind of getting to maniacal focus, and just you can't boil the ocean, so start someplace. So that's, I'd say, the biggest thing
No, that's
to
great.
deal with, but.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that too. I had a good buddy of mine, Artin Arab Shahi, he's an investor at WonderCo, and he talked a lot about the role and importance of mental health right now. And I think I'm glad that you brought it up because it is an important topic, and people are going to get used to a new norm that for many of them they never thought they'd have to get used to. So I'm glad you touched on it. I'd love to just spend a little bit of time on what you think people could be doing to help startups right now. You spend a lot of time with early stage businesses that might not have a ton of funding yet. What are the things that you think the average person could be doing to sort of help startups or investors or just kind of anyone in their communities right now?
So I think a couple things. I'm in the startup world, time is death. And everything needs to happen fast. And two, they are so scrappy with resources that a lot of times they're just piecing together talent and expertise. And I think for people out there, my friends, your friends, anyone, wherever they are in their stage of their career, they have talents, and they have knowledge around specific functions. And what I've seen out there's a couple entrepreneurs that have done it. I'm on a few of these Slack channels where they're like, guys, like, startups need help in marketing right now. They'd love some free PR advice on how do you just talk about your company in this new norm. And so I think the first thing is just being able to offer some counsel and in any way that you can help, even if it's a hiring issue or a, I guess probably the opposite at this point, to a marketing issue, to something. There's huge amounts of opportunity there to help startups. And one entrepreneur, the Matt Bailey of Game On, he started a Zoom conference. It's every Friday, 5 o'clock, three startups pitch. It's growing day by day. And
That's great.
they're just like, what can I, what do you need help with? And I mean, that's the true collaboration of a community of just how you can help. So it
That's
doesn't
great.
take much.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit about just more specifically how, different industries will be adapting to, what is this new norm for them? Any in particular that you're keeping a close eye on or things that you are excited to continue to watch just given how they may develop?
I'm sorry. Well, specific to we'll talk about sports since that's the world I live in. If that's okay.
Of course.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So I think, it's interesting. I mean, here we are in a business of, advancing the future of sports, and sports shuts down. And so I've been on a lot of conference calls and attending some conferences here and there, just talking about, what happens when, there's no games to play, which means what do fans do? And that has broad impact on sports teams and leagues. It has an impact on the world that our parent company DraftKings is in around daily fantasy sports and sports betting. It has big implications for media rights and media holders. And I think what's interesting and what I love seeing and what's inspiring me is the innovation that's happening. You'll see, and you've probably seen some of the news around NASCAR and Formula One and the NBA doing game simulations. And you have, I think the NBA just announced, or even DraftKings just announced today that they're going to do, an NBA simulation that gives daily fantasy sports basketball players a chance to keep their skills sharp. So there's a lot of really interesting things happening in sports leagues where they're simulating games for fans to get engaged. I think a second thing that will be really interesting to watch is around the new technologies, the new applications of technologies to enhance a fan's experience. Like, the common talk out there right now is that sports will resume before fans come back into the stadium. And so what does that mean for the new experience? And I think there's a lot of things that there's things around kind of, just can AR VR actually work this time and actually create a simulated experience? What are technologies and streams that you can layer on to a viewing experience for fans to engage further because they may not be at the game? So I love and I stay inspired, and perhaps I try and keep myself there more than I need to, is just because I think there's a lot of interesting things that are continuing to happen. And even in the sports betting and daily fantasy space, they're finding things to have competitions around that are non-sports. So around TV shows, around the weather. So there's innovation happening. It's just in different ways.
Yeah, no, that's great. Let's shift a little bit to that innovation. What are you seeing in the early stage from a deal flow perspective? What are startups saying? Would love to just spend a little bit of time in the venture world.
Yeah. So, we're still talking, we're still actively talking to a lot of companies right now. From the what they're saying side is, they're talking about, they're, cutting costs and their runway and how long they could go for without raising any new money, without potentially bringing in any new revenue. I think that is kind of the number one thing that most startups are focused on. And it's good because that's the first thing you want to hear out of their mouths because, they've got to figure out how to weather the storm. And I think they, better than any other type of business, are the ones that will weather it the best because they're always working with so much less than others. It's interesting on, companies or sectors within sports tech where esports, for example, it's an industry that has a lot of promise. I think there's a lot of naysayers around kind of the business model of esports. But wow, how crazy in 2 weeks of time, all of a sudden you look at esports through a new light. And you look at it from the way of, wow, this is a way that players who can't attend live sports events can engage. And wow, you have whole teams playing esports. So that to me is a really interesting area that I'm trying to lean in on a little bit more. But also you have to take the lens of, is this just a solve to the current problem that will then go away once the problem is solved? Or is there really something that behaviors will change and things will adapt? And that's, I think, the hardest struggle, particularly in sports and in venture right now, is at least through our lens, is looking at something through the new norm, but not being clear on how much that will change the past norm and how to plan for that.
Super interesting. I'm curious, what are your sources of information today? What are you keeping an eye on? Whether it's how you watch the sports world, whether it's how you watch venture and early stage, would love to just hear kind of what you're reading before going to bed every
Yeah,
night.
I love that question. Well, on the one hand, I'm a news junkie, so I read a ton, but I've limited myself to just from a current affairs thing, Apple News, and I'm embarrassed to admit it, I love USA Today because it's just a
Yeah.
vehicle. Applebee's
Love
is my main one. And then I'd say there's a couple other things. What's crazy is PitchBook has a daily email they've been putting out that it's really started to take my interest. Sports Innovation Lab, which is out of Boston, they started a channel, and they're really daily reporting on stuff. So that's kind of my sports side. And then, you know, I tend to try and go onto LinkedIn a fair amount just to kind of scroll through the streams, see what's there. Yeah. So that's where I've been focusing, you know, right now. It's really easy to get overwhelmed with how much information is out there. I don't know about you, but you probably got the how to work remote and the five. Everyone's sending us stuff, and it's information overload. So I've been really trying to pare back, and I know I will kind of switch up on things, you know, just to kind of see what else is out there.
That's great. Last one for you. Thank you so much for being here. This has been really interesting. I would love to just, you know, if you look 6, 12, 24 months out, any silver linings, things, you know, we talked about esports and sort of how this may be the kind of catalyst to really get that driven, but anything else where you are inspired or think that some cool things might come out of COVID-19?
I think, well, first of all, I think that, you know, sports will come back. You know, sports is the greatest unifier and the greatest community builder, I think, of humans, right? So, and you really can't get rid of fans, right? It's such a passion. It's tribal. So I think that when sports does resume, it is going to be a huge uplifter, and absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? So there's going to be so much there and so much more appreciation of something that will take different forms. Two, I think that this is forcing, I think, the leagues and others to really think about how they will engage with fans and the other mediums that they can use. I think it'll be even interesting of even broadcasters now, and on the media side, there's, you know, I could see a world where, you know, fans are more integrated into sports broadcast because of the passion and the power that they have. And we're so used to screens now with multiple people on it and a lot of different things that whole viewing experience could change, hopefully to our benefit, but potentially it might be we get even more scattered. But there's something there around integrating and kind of using the technology that we're getting so used to now that will somehow power, I think, the next the way that we engage with sports.
Amazing. Keke Mills Johnson, Managing Director at Drive by DraftKings. Thank you so much for being here. So good
awesome,
to chat
Brian.
With you.
It's great to chat with you. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Of course. Take care.